It was expected to be a pitcher's duel. It was expected to be a close game. It was neither of those things. Harlan thumped Lewis Central last night in the 3A sub-state finals by a final score of 10-0. After a scoreless first inning, the Cyclones erupted for three runs in the bottom of the second inning by the bottom part of the order. It started with a Hayden Soma leadoff single. After a fielder's choice with Joseph Rice to avoid a double play, Landon Kaufman, the number seven hitter, with a single. Weston Rice followed with a base hit down the first baseline. Then Fox Argetsinger, the nine hitter, was able to fight one through the right field side for another base hit. After a fielder's choice and error and a sacrifice fly by Quinn Kesters, the Cyclones had a lead off Lewis Central ace Aaron Kreps. They would continue with seven runs in the third inning, highlighted by Soma with a solo home run to really get Harlan going.
It feels fantastic. I mean, last year we got there, didn't do quite what we wanted to, and you can definitely tell we're hungry for more this year.
I don't think anybody thought that the game would end up like this, but maybe nobody thought that your last game against Lewis Central would be a 16-1 loss. What was the big reason, you think, for the turnaround here in the playoffs?
I think last game we just really didn't come ready to play. I mean, we were just not in it. It was a weird time game. We tried to get it in. But tonight, you could definitely tell during batting practice that everyone was ready to roll, and we were all there for each other, and we were ready to go tonight.
Harlan starter Braden Nernst had all the offensive support he needed as he dominated Lewis Central, allowing just three hits over his five innings of work. Ernst said it was good to get all of his pitches working at the same time.
I had all three of my pitches working, so it kept him off balance pretty well, and I was just locating.
Is it a video?
It seemed like you didn't have a lot of deep counts. I mean, you were getting ahead early. I think there was only one 3-2 count that you faced. I mean, which of your pitches were really working that you wanted to focus in on?
Yeah, I think changeup worked better against the lefties, but then against the righties, curveball was breaking in there good, and they weren't hitting it.
What was it like just coming in to face Lewis Central, knowing how you guys know each other really well? Did you feel confident because of that?
Yeah, it felt really good to pitch that good against them. I've never pitched against them, and I knew they'd be a tough battle, so I just did what I could through strikes, and it worked.
Ernst improved to 8-3 in the season, while Kreps for Lewis Central suffered his first loss at 7-1. Harlan, 10 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, and 4 left. Lewis Central, no runs, 3 hits, 2 errors, 5 left. Lewis Central ends their season at 23-13. Harlan goes to 27-8 and advances to the state baseball tournament in Class 3A for the second year in a row and the 20th time in school history. Once again, the final score last night, Harlan defeats Lewis Central 10-0. This is Chris Varney reporting.